So many things happening here. I'd like to hear that a little louder, please. You can't play that song soft. Makes no sense. Paul Tuttle Jr. was just 27 when American Chopper became kind of like the thing. American Chopper Jet Bike premiered on the Discovery Channel featuring Paulie, hey yo Paulie, and his father Paul Sr. building a custom chopper for 2002's Laconia Bike Week. I'm going to stop reading this bio because I'm going to stumble over so many things because, Paul, I got to say right away, man, and this is not a good way to start an interview, but like, how much do you hate me? I haven't seen a single stinking episode. Does that make me a complete tool?
No, not really. It just makes you the exception of the rule, but that's all.
Man, I started reading the bio and realized I'm going to stumble over a lot of, you know, bike language.
Right, that's all. Fill in the blanks for you.
Yeah, okay. That'll work. Welcome to Canada, eh? Have you been up here?
Yeah, you know, we come up there from New York every once in a while. I've been up to the Toronto has a big motorcycle show that I've been up to. And, gosh, the first cruise I ever went on was, ended up in Canada, up in Nova Scotia.
Oh, that's nice. Cold,
I've been
but
up
nice.
There a few times. Yeah.
Hey, how did you celebrate your birthday this past Monday?
How did I celebrate it? Well, that's a good question. Well, we went out to German food last night. That's kind of how we did it. Some of the film crew, a couple of friends, my wife, and we ate at the Mountain Brauhaus.
I'm sorry, the Mountain Brauhaus?
Yeah, Mountain Brauhaus.
Okay. And had some schnitzel?
German. You guys have German? Yeah, we had some schnitzel and some spätzle. And we had some pork shank, and it was phenomenal.
Wow.
Really fantastic.
Now, I read somewhere a completely useless fact about you, and I want to just find out if it's true or not, okay? When was the last time you saw a wicked spider web? Are you into spider webs?
You would think so. Not really.
No.
I kind of had the idea for the spider web theme, years ago, 18 years ago, I did my first theme bike happened to be like a Spider-Man theme bike.
Okay.
And then a couple years later when American Chopper, the series started, the first bike I built for the series was the Black Widow, which was a much more serious looking version of my first bike. And I think I've done four web themed bikes and one car in the web theme.
Okay.
I really don't know. I mean, you know, I liked Spider-Man as much as any kid, I guess, but I'm not any kind of, I'm not like a fanatic or anything.
Okay,
the webs just, they lent themselves well, I think, to the design of some of the bikes that I've done, you know.
What's the next line? Ready? Spider-Man from the theme song.
Does whatever a Spider-Man.
There he is.
Spins a web.
Any size.
Any size. There you go.
Something. Hey,
yeah,
let's...
I think you like Spider-Man more than I do.
I know. I'm a bit of a loser. So I got it. I know. This is going to be weird and awkward again, but your wife, Rachel. Dude, how much did you marry up? Holy heart attack.
I married way up, man.
Jeez.
See my son. My son got all their looks. So. I don't even say, I think I'm out of the equation, to be honest with you.
There's only...
I'm just bringing the average down, you know what I mean?
There's only supposed to be a 2-point spread between, you know.
Forget it. No way.
Like
no
an 8 way. An 8 shouldn't be with a 4, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I know.
I look better in person. How's that
sound? No, just kidding. And your boy turned 3 on February 3rd, is that about right?
He'll turn 4 this February 3rd. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man, being a father, and he's such a great kid, and oh my gosh, he's such a big kid. He's in 6T. I mean, he towers over 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. It's just, he's such a big, tall guy. You know, he's like a little teenager already. I don't even know what. It's unbelievable because he's got the mentality of a 3-year-old. But you know, to go to pick him up, you'd think he weighs like 45 pounds and he's over 3'6" tall.
Good night.
Yeah, I know.
Stop feeding him chicken, man. All the antibiotics in there.
This is my wife's side. Her father's 6'4",
yeah,
and he's the shortest out of the brothers. She's got an uncle who's 6'7", so like I said, you know, I'm bringing the average down, but on that side, they got the height, so.
What's the love story? I always love love stories. How'd you and your woman meet?
We met Yeah, we met at the Borgata in Atlantic City, of all places. Just happens, you know, happened to run into each other, and that was it, man. I wasn't looking for anyone; she wasn't either, and we found each other, and it's been amazing. You know, really, really good, man. I'm so very fortunate to have. You know, when you meet the right person and you know they're the one, and that feeling remains. We've been together. We just celebrated our 8-year anniversary. We've been together 11, and
good for you.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing.
So when I was doing a little creeping on you here, I came across something I want to read, and I want to get your reaction. You ready?
Can you sing it to me?
No. American chopper son out to destroy dad. No, it's a TMZ piece. Come on, you know TMZ,
is this
right?
Recent? Did I miss this?
No, this is like from 112 years ago. So it goes a little something like this. The oldest son from American Chopper has escalated the war against his father by opening up a rival motorcycle business, and he's making the whole thing incredibly personal. TMZ has learned that Paul Tuttle Jr. is starting a competing shop to go head-to-head with his dad's Orange County chopper shop. But here's the catch. Junior, do you wear suspenders? Junior has recruited a bunch of disgruntled employees who left his dad's place, including his brother Mikey, and friends Vinny, Robert Nub Collard, and Joe Pulia. I don't know, Joey P. We're told Senior has no idea about the mutiny. That is until now. So that's from like 2010.
It was like 30 years ago.
I know.
We're on like a different planet right now.
But first of all, I wasn't around when that happened. I don't know all the details. I don't really care that much. Obviously, right. I care enough to bring it up. First of all, was all that stuff true or not true? Was that just silliness?
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, yes and no. I mean, certainly, you know, when me and my father parted ways, or he fired me in the end of 2008, I had a 1-year non-compete, and so I honored that, and I did design work. And when that was up, I was ready to build bikes again, and so it was only natural for me to do what it is that I was doing for all those years previous, and so I started my own company. Well, I had already started my own company, but I introduced the motorcycles back into it. And, you know, Discovery obviously liked that because now it gave the show a different kind of spin. Mm-hmm. And so essentially, yeah, I hired Vinny back, who had left OCC many years before, probably five years before that. And Vinny was he kind of parted ways with OCC and had his issues, but it wasn't like I stole him from OCC. He was just had his, you know, he just had decided he was going to go into business for himself, as well as Cody and Joe Pugliafico. They had a falling out. And so, yeah, I was getting employees that had been there, but you got to remember I was partners with my father. So those people worked for me as well.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Not
yeah.
just for my father. So, it's a small world. Me and Vinny go way back, and he was my right-hand guy all those years when we worked for my father. And so it was a natural progression to get him back in once the show kicked off with me building bikes. I needed a good guy, and they're hard to find. And so he was willing to do it, and he remained an independent contractor. He never technically was employed by me. He just, he had his own business, and he worked for me for the duration of the show, and it worked out pretty well like that. And
all
then
right.
My brother Michael just decided he didn't want to be down there anymore, so he was, you know, he had a falling out with my father. I wasn't trying to pull people away from him. It just was, there was a fallout, and, you know, people were going to, you know, they were picking sides, I guess, you know.
Well, so I watched a clip from the final episode. I think it was called, I don't know, The End, American Chopper, or something like that. I think it was the final episode. Yeah. It was called The End, so
yeah.
I figured
it was.
You
know, we're 8 episodes. We just had 8 new episodes there, and we're filming 8 new ones for our 12th season now.
Right. So I watched this clip, and you say to your dad at the end of this conversation, you go, I'm going to hug you because I love you and appreciate you. And your dad goes, all right.
that sounds about right. No, you know what? I got to be honest with you, man. We have had such an amazing and tumultuous history together, and we've really been able to do things that people can only dream of. You know, the fact that we've been on Discovery since 2002, and we were just coming back after 10 years of being on. We had a 5-year break, and And we, now we got a whole new angle and a whole new look and a whole new position with me and my father, which is a much more positive one.
Yeah, you guys didn't talk for 10 years. Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true, which is unbelievable, really. I mean, that's unbelievable that much time could go by. But it was, things got ugly, but you know what? I want to talk about what's good.
Well, we're getting there. We're there. You got to set up the bad before you can feel the good.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot things were even bad. That's how long it's been.
That's good. I just want to know, I wonder what kind of, how do I say this? What kind of correlation there is being a dad now to a boy? What kind of penny drops happen? You know, what kind of things do you now go, oh, you know? And now you have a different perspective when you have a boy of your own.
Yeah, you really do have a different perspective. You know, me and my father are different people in the way we handle things just by the nature of it. But you know, I find myself being my father a lot, you know. I mean, I walk like him. In a lot of ways, I talk like him. I notice I can't remember people's names as much, and I say people's names wrong, and those are like indications that you're getting more like your father, because I used to get so annoyed at my father for the way he talked and the way he would mispronounce people's names in multiple times every time he got to be corrected and every time he said it wrong, and now I find myself doing the same thing. So
that's funny.
You know, I think there's certain things that you just inherit, I think, you know. And then a lot of good characteristics too. You know, I just feel like, you know, my father's a good guy, and he's always been a very generous person, and I think that he's passed that on to me, and he's always really tried to take care of his employees in spite of maybe sometimes his the way he's gone about it. You know, I think he's always had good intentions. And the biggest thing with my father is he really passed on a strong work ethic to me. You know, I worked from when I was young, and it was always work, 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 and at times out of balance. But in the end, if I, you know, at this stage of my life, I'm trying to find balance with it. But it definitely has made me a hard worker.
So
there's a lot to be said for.
So Paul Tuttle Jr., what impact did having your own son have on the relationship with maybe God the Father? Because I hear that's a reality in your life.
You know, it's everything. I mean, that's who we go to. That's how we know who we are, right? Not because of who people say we are, who even our natural fathers say we are, but we go to God, the source, right? And so that's how we overcome any of our upbringings or shortcomings. And so, you know, that's in my life, that's everything. My creative process and all the gifts that I have and all everything good that happens comes from God, you know?
So is this a recent thing, or did you grow up with God stuff?
No. I've been a Christian since I was 12. So this has been a lifelong process, and not, you know, I would say not always actively seeking God, but he's always been seeking me. So, it's been an interesting ride. Matter of fact, I'm going this week. I got an unveil in Vegas. And then from there, I'm speaking at a church in Redding, California, called Neighborhood Church.
Okay.
And that's the 13th and 14th, I think. Anyway, so yeah, I speak at some churches. I do all kinds of appearances and stuff. And, you know, for me, like, you know, we're not like Duck Dynasty on the show, but we try and live it, you know, and so that's what we do. And,
well, you're in
Yeah, that's it.
You're in Orange County, yeah?
Yeah, Orange County, New York, yeah.
So Orange County, New York, what would be the kind of, I don't know, do you do the church? Like, I have problems going to church anymore. How about you?
You know what? No, I go to church. We got a church over here, but I've had that in the past, yeah. You know, the organized thing is, I think it's been for me at times a little strange because of the notoriety.
Yeah.
I don't know. At times. Now I'm a little better with it, and we got a nice local church that we go to that we like. I think it's important to be plugged in. I think it's easy to figure out reasons why you shouldn't be going, but, you know, definitely having the relationships out there and at least a friend or someone of like-mindedness for accountability and things of that nature,
yeah.
I think I find to be critical. But, you know, definitely church is important, but it's really important, you know, to have church all week long. You know, I mean, being the word and stuff like that is, gosh, and it's so easy to not do that, you know. So,
oh, yeah. All right, so Paul Tuttle Jr., star of American Chopper, author of The Bill, Designing My Life of Choppers, Family, and Faith. I've met so many guys over the years who their own father has not exactly modeled great father stuff, right? And so according to the stuff I've read about you, Dad struggled with the booze, and he had some anger issues and blah, 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 substance abuse, rehab. So how does that not impact your view on God? Because they say that our relationships with our earthly fathers impacts our thinking about heavenly.
Well, yeah. Well, it does, and it did. And it's a process of overcoming that, and it's learning who God is, not the angry God that we think we see in our fathers at times, and in the fallible God that we see in our fathers, but a perfect God and a loving God. And so I think when you begin to learn who he really is, you begin to learn who you are. It's a kind of a remarkable scenario. And, you know, you really, the only way to do that is to press in and not, you know. But it is hard, because it's how we perceive our Heavenly Father is our experience with our earthly father. So whatever that is, you almost have to unlearn that. And the only way to do that is to spend time with God in relationship, you know, in prayer and reading and you know, in doing the Word, you know. And through that, you know, and believe me, it's a lifelong process, because we're such creatures of habit, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just think we're always trying to work for something that God has freely given us, you know. It's like, it's what we do, and I think we got to keep trying to just trust him, you know.
Was it your mom that kind of, yeah. I don't know, we introduced
us? My mother. We grew up Catholic. We went to the Catholic Church.
Right.
Until I was in my early teens or whatever, you know, and then we started going to more like you know, non-denominational churches. It was always my mother. She'd have Bible studies, and she was always she was kind of the rock spiritually, and really the rock of our family. She's the matriarch and the one who really held it together for a lot of the years that you know, that my father was just doing some other things, you know. And you know, he did the best he could, but you know, what do they say? Hurt people hurt people.
Yeah, hurting people hurt people. That's a true story, man. Yeah,
it is a true story. So I just feel like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like at the end of the day, it is what it is. And
but you know, again, just from the very few clips that I've watched, let me just say this: as a complete ignorant outsider, dude, you are so gracious with your dad.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know, I just, even at this stage, man, you know what? And things are going pretty good with me and my father. At least they're better than they've been in a really long time. And
awesome.
I just, my feeling is this: I don't care about the past. I'm not going to get hung up on it. I'm not going to hold anything against anybody. I just want to move forward. That's it. That's my heart. All the rest of it doesn't matter, how and why and who did what. We just can only move forward from here. And so that's how I handle things with my father. That doesn't mean there's not hurts there.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is where I'm at. This is all I can do or be right now, you know.
What was your dad's reaction to the book?
He's upset.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He was not happy with the book at all.
Why? Did he felt like he was thrown under the bus or something?
He just felt like, I don't know how, he just, you know, everyone has their own, I guess. In his mind, you know, these things just happened. I'll tell you what happened. We started getting along. When the show came back, and we were getting along pretty good, and things were cruising right along, and we were getting a good relationship going, and then the book came out, and I think it just, you know, I just told the truth about, you know, my experience, you know, and I didn't know what else to do. It was not, there was so much focus. And it was a book about American Chopper, and it was about my life, and so my father's such a big part of both of those things.
Sure.
There was no way to not talk about the truth of the matter. I'd be doing the book and the, you know, people out there an injustice, but unfortunately a lot of it was negative, because my father, you know, there were a lot of negative situations that occurred there. Not all bad, and it was in balance, in my opinion, but... You know, to him, it felt like he didn't like what was said, and he didn't agree with it. And it came at a time where we were getting along, and the book came out, and it, like, I think it gut punched him. And it was just timing. It was was nothing intentional. The book came out a year later than it was supposed to.
Right.
It was supposed to release the year before, but we were late on getting it done. And so, you know, it just was a timing issue, man. And you know, I felt bad that he felt bad, but, you know, but I don't know what to do about my about things that happened, you know. And it's always the delicate balance. And then I will say that my father has always had a very different view of history than myself.
Yep.
In the way things have gone down. So,
yeah. All right. Well, let me.
You know what, though? I think we're past that now.
Yeah.
And I think that, if anything, everyone who reads the book loves it. It's very positive. I think a lot of people really relate to it. And I think they get, in the end, they get the message. So,
what do you say to okay, so I'm 6'4", 240. What bike do I get? I can't afford one of your fancy bikes.
No, you probably can't.
Yeah, so what do I get? What do you say to a guy?
Know.
What do you say to a big meathead?
6'4",
you know,
240.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get a chopper, I guess. You might have to get a stretched out bike, you know, or a Harley, or I don't know. Do you ride at all?
Ride horses. Does that count? Hmm.
So stay on the horses. It's safer anyway. You know.
I had a friend who broadcast out of KKLA, out of Los Angeles, and he has a similar kind of show. And he said on air, I could leave the station right now, and his show was done in like 10 minutes. I could leave the station, hop on my bike, get on the whatever freeway, and get in the Diamond Lane, I think is what it's called, where, I don't know, bikes are allowed to drive in or whatever. And some meathead could not see me, wipe me out, my body be all over the highway. And he said, but that's my body. My soul be in heaven. 10 minutes later, he leaves the show, and that's what happened.
There's no way.
Died.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that crazy?
Well, at least he knew where he was going.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am going to stay on a horse.
Boy, hey, that's an important message right there, ain't it?
Oh, man. I'm a meathead when it comes to this stuff. But I've looked at some of the things you've done, and, dude, those things are crazy. I mean, is this how you got hooked up with Russell Crowe? Speaking of Russell Crowe, I was in a movie with him called Cinderella Man. Just thought I'd point that out.
You what? What'd you do?
I was in a movie with him called Cinderella Man. I was part of the stunt team.
Yeah, what'd you play? I love that movie.
Yeah, I was just one of those stunt team guys.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you remember the horses? See? Told you. Horses.
Kind of. Not really.
But, oh, okay.
but, man, I'll tell you, he's a good dude. And we built a couple bikes for him for the Rabbitohs, which is his
rugby that's the
team.
Footy club. Yeah.
And, when we went out to Australia, we spent some time with him. He's a good guy. It's good stuff. He forwarded my book.
Yeah, I saw that. It's pretty nice little endorsement. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's your deal. You're making bikes for fancy dudes and corporate things and charities.
You know,
and...
yeah, mostly corporate, yeah. You know, because I'm selling marketing through my creative process and television. And so, I take theme, and every bike is one of a kind, and it's themed in the theme of that company, charity, or individual. And that's, you know, we have a limited amount of episodes that we have to offer people, and so they're... You know, we're trying to do our best to do what we can with what we got, you know?
I'm glad you're on the air, man.
Yeah.
Like I said this already, you've got a real graciousness about you. I wish you the best. You've already hit the lottery, but I wish you the best from this point forward. So this book, this book now available on paperback again. It's called The Bill, Designing My Life of Choppers, Family and Faith, Paul Tuttle, Jr., Dude, thank you. And it's Thanksgiving up here in Canada, so happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, it is. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, man. Hey, and also, Jeff, I just always ask for people to pray for us. Just pray for us.
Man.
Family. Just pray for me and my family, and I just pray. I'm going to take as many prayers as I can get.
Jeez. Now I got to pray. All right. I'll do that.
All right.
All right, dude. Talk to you later, man.
Bye. All right, appreciate it, brother.
Bye. Talk to you later.